Iowa State defensive tackle DeMond Tucker has lofty goals for himself in the Cyclone defense this season. The junior college All-American from Mississippi joins an ISU defense that gave up nearly 39 points and 246 yards of rushing per game in a 2-10 season last year. Tucker says the Cyclone defense will shock everybody this season, and when it's over, he wants to be the Big 12 Player of the Year on defense.
Almost definitely. I feel like I have the ability to, and my work ethics, and I pray that, you know, I stay healthy enough, and that's my goal. I'm trying to reach the conference and, you know, Player of the Year again.
Tucker says the Iowa State defense will make major strides this season.
I think we did great so far. I mean, we've had outstanding comeback. You know, we looked at where the team was weak last year, and coach really recruited in all those spots. So I think as a unit, you know, once everybody, you know, get on the same line, I think we'll be a great defense this year.
Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes says Tucker gives the Cyclones big playability on the defensive line.
We haven't had enough of it from our interior defensive linemen. It's one thing to be in your gap. It's one thing to use up a block. It's another thing to do that and make tackles, or do that and truly disrupt.
Rhodes says that Tucker has the ability to be that disruptive influence up front.
Force an offensive play to start towards the line of scrimmage and then retreat and back up and go wider or backwards. To put an offensive lineman in the face of a quarterback and cause him to move his feet or cause a throw to go off course in the process. We need and expect production out of him based on what we saw in 15 practices this spring.
Iowa State opens up at home on September 5th. They'll face off against the Panthers of Northern Iowa. Chiefs wide receiver Jeremy Maclin was held out of practice Monday after straining his neck the previous day, putting his availability for their preseason opener in question. Kansas City visits Arizona on Saturday. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said he was unaware when Maclin was hurt during Sunday's practice or whether the injury occurred during a brief scuffle with cornerback Marcus Cooper. Maclin had an X-ray on Monday morning and spent practice working out with the trainers. The Chiefs did get some positive injury news with the return of wide receiver Chris Conley to practice. The rookie has been out since the start of training camp with a knee injury. Elsewhere around the NFL, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has been involved in a scuffle at practice with cornerback Josh Norman. It ended with both players at the bottom of a pile and having to be separated by teammates. The altercation occurred after Norman made a sliding interception against Newton, got up, and began to return the ball toward the opposing end zone, as defensive players are instructed to do by their coaches. Newton pursued, but coach Ron Rivera says Newton got stiff-armed by Norman along the way, and it escalated from there. Tampa Bay linebacker Lavonte David has signed a 5-year, $50.25 million contract extension with $25.5 million in guaranteed money. David is the only player in the league with 10 or more sacks and at least 6 interceptions over the past 3 seasons. The New England Patriots have released veteran quarterback Matt Flynn and signed Ryan Lindley to replace him as the team's third stringer. Flynn signed with the Patriots on June 12th, but was on the non-football injury list. Ravens wide receiver Steve Smith will retire after this season, saying he doesn't want to hold on. The 5-time Pro Bowler spent his first 13 seasons with Carolina and is entering his second with Baltimore. Smith has 13,000 receiving yards and 70 touchdown receptions for his career, including 79 receptions for 1,065 yards and 6 touchdowns last year. Star linebacker Clay Matthews returned to practice for the Green Bay Packers. Matthews didn't practice last week with what Coach Mike McCarthy said was knee soreness. Well, the Chargers wasted no time criticizing San Diego's updated plans for a new $1.1 billion stadium, the city's effort to keep the team from leaving for Los Angeles. The proposal calls for the Chargers to be responsible for $362.5 million and all cost overruns, with public contributions capped at 32% of the total project. Chargers point man and former Los Angeles Deputy Mayor Mark Fabiani slammed the proposal and the 6,000-page draft of an environmental impact report, saying the franchise will not be the city's guinea pig for this inevitably ill-fated experiment. In baseball, Johnny Cueto threw a four-hitter in his Kansas City home debut as the Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 4-0 last night. Cueto did not allow a runner past second base, struck out 8, and walked no one. It was his 6th career shutout and the 2nd this season. Cueto, who was acquired from Cincinnati on July 26th for 3 pitching prospects, received a loud cheer as he went out for his warm-up pitches, and the standing ovations grew after every scoreless inning as he walked to the dugout. Cueto struck out Anthony Gose on 3 pitches to begin the game as the festive Kauffman Stadium crowd roared with approval. Slugger, the Royals' mascot, appeared wearing a Cueto-esque mane of dreadlocks. Tigers left-hander Matt Boyd, who was acquired from Toronto on July 30th, a David Price trade, gave up three runs in the first inning, helping the Royals to that victory. Elsewhere in the league, the Los Angeles Angels had an opportunity to grab a share of first place in the American League West on Monday night. Instead, they're a full game behind the Houston Astros after Avisail Garcia homered twice and collected four RBIs in the White Sox 8-2 rout of the Angels in Chicago. Elsewhere, Baltimore picked up a 3-2 win at Seattle. Daniel Murphy poked a tie-breaking two-run single in the seventh inning as the Mets won for the eighth time in 10 games, a 4-2 win over the Rockies. Washington remains a game and a half back of the NL East-leading Mets after Ian Desmond homered twice and had three RBIs in the Nationals' 8-3 romp over the Dodgers. The Dodgers saw their lead in the National League West drop to three games over the Giants. Wellington Castillo hit a solo homer and a bases-loaded triple to lead Arizona's assault in a 13-3 drubbing of Philadelphia. And Justin Upton's two-run homer, it was enough offense for the Padres in a 2-1 win over the Reds in San Diego. In other baseball news, the Boston Red Sox closer Koji Uehara will miss the rest of the season with a broken right wrist. Uehara was hit by a line drive in Friday night's game against the Detroit Tigers. The Dodgers have placed second baseman Howie Kendrick on the 15-day disabled list because of a strained left hamstring suffered in Sunday's 13-6 loss in Pittsburgh. The Mets have activated outfielder Michael Kadire from the disabled list and sent utility man Eric Campbell to AAA Las Vegas. Mets third baseman David Wright got a hit and scored a run in his first major league rehabilitation game since going on the disabled list in mid-April. Wright is trying to return after missing most of the season with spinal stenosis. And the field for this week's PGA Championship will include the world's number one player. Rory McIlroy says he will compete at Whistling Straits this weekend, saying he's 100% and that all parts of his game appear to be in order. McIlroy injured his left ankle playing around on a soccer field with friends the first weekend in July, causing him to miss the British Open. He showed up at Whistling Straits on Saturday, and he's been playing without any apparent pain. Graham DeLate has withdrawn from the tournament because of a thumb injury that has also forced him to withdraw from the Canadian Open last month. He stands 99th on the FedEx Cup race. Sean O'Hare will take DeLate's place in the PGA field. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.